Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Blog Talk Radio's Off the Shelf for Saturday, April the 24th. Oh my goodness, it's getting to the later part of April already of 2010. I am your host. So happy to be here with you. Denise Turney coming to you live from Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. As always, to our Off the Shelf listeners, I thank you for your support. I encourage you not to let another day pass before you pick up a copy of Long Walk Up. Long Walk Up is a powerful, moving, inspirational book that you need to add to your book collection. You can pick up a copy of Long Walk Up by visiting www.chistell.com. You can also pick up a copy of Long Walk Up at Amazon.com, Barnes & Noble, Borders, Walmart, bookstores, everywhere. If you don't see it on the shelves, just ask the clerk for a copy of Long Walk Up by me, Denise Turney, at any store in the world, and you can order it because it's carried by the largest book distributors in the world. And now, on this blessed day, I am truly, truly honored. I just love the guests that we bring on Off the Shelf. I'm very excited to connect with this special guest that we have here with us this morning. She is a woman who has worked in the corporate arena, and she has a penchant for supporting writers, editors, publishers, and the community. This amazing woman is Brandi Adamson. Brandi Adamson is a life coach, motivational speaker, and a magazine owner and editor. Alive Magazine is one of her creative and business works. Again, that is Alive Magazine. And also, Brandi is online at www.brandiadamson, and I'm going to spell that for you. Please, please write it down. You're going to want to go check her out. BrandiAdamson. Again, that's BrandiAdamson. www.brandiadamson.com. You can check out Alive Magazine online at www, and it's spelled the way it sounds, alivemagazine.com. Brandi Adamson is also the founder of the Surveying Group and Alive Incorporated and the vice president of the Metropolitan Tulsa, Oklahoma, Urban League Young Professionals Auxiliary. Welcome to Off the Shelf, Brandi.
Good morning. Thank you for having me, Denise.
Oh, I am so excited. Thank you for being here this morning, calling in from out west. Truly appreciate it. To begin, Brandi, because I have so many questions that I wanted to ask you so our listeners can get as much out of your interview as possible, because you have you've done so many things, and thank you for all that you do. I was looking through your bio going, oh, my goodness. You spent 13 years working in different types of corporate industries. For instance, for our listeners here, Brandi's worked in like the gas. I'm talking about her corporate experience, gas industries, oil, and manufacturing. And I wanted to ask you, how did these years of experience help you when you start to create your own companies, Brandi?
Well, the experiences really helped me as I worked with diverse groups, people of different backgrounds, different levels, learning technology, learning various businesses. All of that helped to groom me for my own businesses.
Okay. Your technology experience. And I'm sure, did you work with anything in marketing, communications? I've looked at your website. You seem to have a lot of marketing experience as well. Did you do those types of things in the corporate world, or did you learn those after you started your own companies?
I did that in the corporate world. A lot of marketing. A lot of marketing experience, a lot of community involvement, a lot of business development, mergers and acquisitions. So it's definitely been very advantageous, those experiences I've had as I've grown in my own business.
Yeah, I think a lot of people who work in the corporate world have had that M&A experience. It used to be everything was going offshore, and now mergers and acquisitions seem to. Maybe one day we'll just have one big company that we'll all be working for, because they keep buying each other up. When did you realize that your makeup because I do think people who may have an entrepreneurial spirit, and they may go on to create a great business plan and start their own company, like the husband and wife team who started Amazon.com a couple of years ago. A lot of people start out working for someone else, and sometimes you can get so frustrated because your dream isn't realizing or manifesting yet, but you can be picking up powerful tools and lessons. For example, again, the marketing experience, communications experience, how to do direct marketing versus softer forms of marketing. You can learn these things while you're working in the corporate world. So I encourage our listeners who might be working at another company but want to start and launch their own company and might be feeling a little frustration of why isn't it happening yet, why isn't it happening yet, or why isn't it happening faster. Just try to learn, pick up things while you're there that can benefit you for years and years to come. I mean, there's excellent free training that if you had to go out and pay for it, you would probably have to pay thousands and thousands of dollars for it, and you're getting it for free, and you're also getting a paycheck. I wanted to ask you, when did you realize, though, that your makeup, Brandy, was more that of an entrepreneur than that of an employee working for somebody else?
Well, I've always, since I've been a child, I've always had, you know, a business. Basically, I babysat for a long time, so I've always had the entrepreneurial spirit in me, as well as just from my family, my parents and my grandparents and aunts and uncles. So it's always been there. I think as you grow older, from a child to a young adult, you kind of lose the vision, kind of lose the passion you have, because you listen to other people saying go to college, get a college education, you know, success is working in corporate America. So you kind of lose that sometimes. But I think when you listen to your heart and listen to your passion, you definitely come back to that. So I did, after I'd been in corporate America about, you know, 4 or 5 years, my passion began to ring true. So I worked both, you know, my day job to fuel my passion. So started doing that, developed one company and kind of evolved into Alive Incorporated. Started as a kind of doing job coaching, interview coaching for people in corporate America that wanted to climb the ladder, and then it's grown more towards professional, so that it includes entrepreneurs as well as those in the corporate world that want to develop and grow.
Oh, wow. Wow. And so that's actually what I did as well. And I have another friend who started a company that she worked for. She was in an engineering at a major automotive firm, and she saw that they, you know, layoffs were coming, so she started going after her passion as well. And while she was still working in the corporate world, it gives you some sort of comfort, because you don't have to really bite your fingernails and wonder how you're going to pay the bills so much, because you've got some other income coming in that you can subsidize your dream with. So that you made a comment, and I want to just go back to it a little bit, and it's something I think I did. And I heard somebody say this recently, how when we are young children, we go after our passion, whether it's a kid drawing a lot or playing music a lot or whatever it is. We go after our passion, could be writing a lot or whatever. And this is so interesting to me, and I was talking to my father about this. What happens along the way that we start being taught, oh, no, put those dreams down, you'll never earn a living with that, put that stuff on hold, you got to go to college, you got to go get a job working for somebody else. That's the only way you can make it. You can't survive no other way. And any other thing you do, you'll be a bum. And so we put our dreams on hold, and then we go after this. And then after several years of doing it, we realize, hey, this is not the ticket. And then when you go and you spend a lot of years, I think most people, that we're in our 20s or 30s or 40s before we realize we made a wrong turn and we shouldn't have walked away from our passion and our dreams, and listen to people who are scared and them telling us how to be safe and rather than going after our dreams. So I encourage our listeners here at Off the Shelf, keep going after your passion and your dreams, and please don't deter your children and young people around you from doing the same. Did you respond to this knowing right away, Brandy, when you knew, okay, this I'm going to go start my own company, and I know what I want to do. I had a vision and a passion for it. Did you respond to this knowing right away, or did weeks, months, and years? Some people struggle with this for years past before you acted on what you knew.
I would say probably months past, but I knew that I was a proponent and champion of excellence and people finding their passion and doing what they do best. So I knew I couldn't sit and wait too long to do what I needed to do to help others.
I admire you. Only a few months. Oh, my goodness. Most people I run into, they years, if not decades. So salute to you. When did you create Alive Incorporated, and what is the purpose or the mission of Alive Incorporated?
Alive Incorporated was kind of a metamorphosis of a company I had before. It came into existence in the early 2000s. The purpose is to help professionals and business owners to make their dreams reality. So if it's I want to start a nonprofit, if it's I'm an artist and I want to sell my art, if it's I'm a writer, if it's I want to start a business, a transition home for young girls, whatever that is, whether it be for-profit or nonprofit, we help businesses through branding, marketing, business plan development, anything on the business end to, business consulting. That's
okay.
The purpose of Alive, Inc.
You just launched into my next question I wanted to ask you.
Sorry.
Over the years, and particularly, I want to say maybe 3 years ago, I heard a lot about brand and brand management, the importance of branding, which to me is just, and branding is the impression that people have of you, whatever images pop up in their head, however they feel when they hear the name of your company. Exactly, though. That's my definition, but you're the expert here. Exactly. What is brand management, Brandy, and how does it impact a company's overall health or well-being?
Okay, what you said is exactly true. Branding is those words, phrases, or attributes that people think of when they think of your company. And it's important that we individually know what we want people to say or think about when they think of our companies. It impacts your business. The management of that brand is very integral to your continued success, because if you don't manage that proponent of your business, then your business is not going to be successful. If you say you want to be dependable, you want to be known as being dependable, trustworthy, but you don't follow up, then it makes it difficult for that brand to transcend your business and what you accomplish over the years. So it's very important that as business owners, we define our brand and also manage it going forward.
Yeah, you know, one thing when I first heard the words branding, and I'm thinking now about Goldman Sachs and what they're going through, and a lot of these major companies, they've got that stuff down pat. They've got teams, communications and marketings and publicists and all types of people. I mean, just teams of people who can help to, keep them a strong brand. But when a company might be doing something that maybe is not the best or whatever, sometimes when I think of branding, I think, and this is not a positive way to think, but sometimes I think, is it to help people hide things that they're doing that they really shouldn't be doing? Because you can really put an image out here that's not who you really are, and people can believe that as well. So I would encourage people to be honest. Make sure what you're really doing matches up to. I'm not saying that theirs didn't, but make sure it matches up to the image that you're putting out here for the public. That's for anybody. It's a solo business, whether you're an artist or an entertainer, because I think that goes on a lot in the entertainment industry. We're given this image of this person that they might not be who they really are. So to live up to and be honest as well to your brand.
Right, and I think as consumers, as possible clients, it's also our responsibility to do our due diligence and speak to previous clients or customers or look at their websites or testimonies and do your homework, because like you said, you can always put something out there that's not true, but it's our responsibility as individuals to empower ourselves by doing our due diligence as well.
Thank you, Brandy. See, this is why you need more. This is why you need guests like this on the show. Thank you so much, Brandy. That is true, for us to do our due diligence as well. Do business owners and leaders need to be coached? And I'm talking about the top-tier executives who've been managing and leading and inspiring people for decades. Because I always assume these people have stepped out on faith and courage to simply start their business. So they have that. So one would think that they would do their homework before launching a company. Let's say I'm just starting a business today, and it would take courage and faith for me to do that. Would you say that I would still need to be coached, even though I've taken the courage to start a business? I know what I want to do. Why would I need additional coaching? Whether it would be around developing a business plan, or sharpening my focus for the company. Why would I need to be coached, Brandy?
Well, coaching is not, to me, when I work with my clients, it's not a temporary thing. Coaching is for continued improvement. So, yes, we may have a goal and reach that goal, but if we are definitely focused on being the best person we can be, we know that that's a continual process.
Yes.
So, coaching, as environments change, as the economy changes, as the scope of a business changes, be it growth, be it redefinement, coaching is necessary. So, therefore, whether you are a new CEO or a CEO of many years, I encourage my clients to continue in their development. So, it may be today that we work on how to mitigate negativity or differences in the workplace. The next month it may be how do you inspire your team. So we continually work with our clients. I continually work with my clients to define an area of development that they wish to improve upon and work in that way. We also, I'm also a proponent of work-life balance. So when I coach, I don't just coach on the professional business side, but I also coach on the family and life side, because they coexist and you have to be balanced in both to be truly successful in your life as a whole.
And I agree with that. And that's an area that I think a lot of business folks struggle with, that balance, because the work, you can always work. You can work 100 hours a day if you wanted to. So I do think that that's something that sometimes I find myself struggling with that. But I do tell myself to take the weekends off. I wanted to ask you, what specific services do you offer to clients? I know you work with branding, and you did just mention the life balance. But what are some other services that we might not have covered yet, Brandy, that you offer clients as a life coach? And what types of professionals do you work with as a coach? So our listeners here at Off the Shelf, if they're thinking, well, she only works with people who own a business, or can you tell us who are some of the types of professionals that you work with, and also what are some of the other services that you offer as a life coach?
Okay, as a coach, a life coach, and I say I'm a coach across the board because I coach, of course, the life side, also business executives, business owners, and professionals on their business, and entrepreneurs. But I coach people of varied backgrounds. Some are stay-at-home moms. Some are students. Some are I coach couples. I coach, entertainers, athletes, just across the board. Anyone that's desirous of living their life on purpose, and living their purpose, then those are the people that we're interested in coaching. So if you know what your purpose is, or you desire to articulate and clearly define what that purpose is and move into that purpose, then I definitely am willing to work with you.
Okay, and what are some of the specific, so do you help them with goal setting? Do you, like, check up and say, are you doing this, are you doing that? Do you make recommendations for things they can do to move their business forward? What are some of the other services that you offer to these people?
As a coach, I definitely empower my clients. I hold your hand. I'm your cheerleader and champion. But what I cannot do, and I'm sure you're aware of this, Denise, and completely understand, is I can't make you do anything.
Right, right.
I can't do it for you. So what I do is I am your cheerleader. I give you recommendations, suggestions. We talk through what it is you want to do and how you want to get there. We work at the pace you want to work. So it's up to you to move forward. Once we define your need, I provide the tools and we work from there. Some people are very fast and move very quickly through some of their goals, be it, you know, I want to register my name for my business. I want to incorporate, you know, some people it takes them a little longer. Some people they do it within a week, but we work, as long as you're moving forward, we'll work with you. We don't want to work with you if you don't want to move forward because, you know, that's not advantageous for you or for us. So we understand that there's fear and apprehension, which is completely understandable, but we help you work through that. So we help you set your goals, meet your goals, and move forward in your life purpose, whatever that is.
Well, I got to tell you, as someone who's been in business in the corporate world and for myself for several years, you won't realize how valuable they are until you're out there, and you have to make it on your own. I think the life coaching services from somebody who's experienced, a life coach can see things maybe that you got a blind spot for and you don't see, and they can help you go through a door that you wouldn't on your own possibly not see, especially if you've been doing something a long time and you come mm-hmm. to a point where you think you know what's out there and what to do. My goodness, a life coach can suggest something that it would never even occur to you. So that's one good benefit of having a life coach. I want to talk about a live magazine next because you do so many things, and we just tipped the iceberg for this interview, and we have already done 20 minutes of the show, and I have so many more questions to ask you. I want to talk about a live magazine. When did you launch the magazine, Brandy, and what inspired you to create a live magazine?
We launched the magazine 3 years ago, and the purpose was I look at magazines as a resource for information, as everyone does, some for entertainment. And there was no magazine for women of color in business or that were professionals to actually help them succeed and excel. And when I say women of color, I don't just mean African American. I mean any woman of color, be it Italian, be it Asian, be it East Indian, whatever, because to me and a lot of my clients realize this too, that women of color have an extra set of challenges as they maneuver through corporate America or maneuver through starting and sustaining a successful business. Mm-hmm. So we see Pink Magazine, and I love Pink Magazine, don't get me wrong, have a subscription. Enjoy the magazine, but realize that there was a component missing that hadn't been addressed, and so that's why the magazine was started.
Okay, and thank you for that. You also write for other publications for our listeners here at Off the Shelf. Have you found that having your byline, Brandy, in other periodicals helps you to grow and expand your business? I have my own take on that, but I want to get yours first. And if it does help you to grow your business, writing articles for other publications, how has that helped to grow your business?
I do believe that it's helped to grow my business and just the awareness around what I do and what the services I provide. You do, again, have to do your due diligence and make sure that the publications you write for are a good fit for your business and that they attract the audience you want. If you don't want, you know, if you don't want to attract kids 12 and under, then you're not going to write, you know, write for that publication. And that's just an example. But you want to make sure that, you know, if you're looking to reach women between the ages of 18 and 35 and that are in college, then you go after those publications. You don't want to go try to write for a magazine that's for people in agriculture if that's not a good fit. So you just want to be sure that you look for and reach the right
periodical
group of people in the right periodical.
I agree. I wanted to wait, you know, to hear your response. I think it's excellent with the internet to write articles for other periodicals. And include your website and your, and you know, your name and your website URL and your byline. It is a great way to have your website increase in the search engines because you get more links back to your site that way. And also, it you can draw in people who, just because you put a website up doesn't mean everybody in the world is going to run to it. People may find your website directly through your website in a search engine search, or they may find it through an article that you wrote in another magazine or newspaper or website. They may find it that way as well and then go tell their friends about it. I am a big proponent or supporter of writing for other publications. I think it's an excellent way to grow your business, and I agree with you. It's important and beneficial to do your due diligence and make sure you're going out to areas and pulling in the audience, your target audience for the products or services that you offer. What are some areas or columns, Brandy, covered in a Life magazine? I got to tell our listeners, I read through the magazine, and it is, oh my goodness, the articles are, they're unlike articles that I read in most magazines that I pick up today. It just felt very sincere, in-depth. I came away with a very good feeling. But for our listeners who have not gone over and checked out, and I want to give the URL again, Alive Magazine is www.alivemagazine. It's spelled exactly how it sounds. Again, www.alivemagazine.com. And also Brandy Adamson, you can check her out at www.brandyadamson.com. But while we're talking about the magazine, you guys can go over and check that out now with us. It's www.alivemagazine.com. I want to ask you, what are some of the areas and columns covered in the magazine, Brandy?
Okay, Denise, let me make sure they have the URL correct. It's alivemagonline.com.
Oh, okay.
But you're okay, and we're actually improving that and developing a new site that we're going to launch this month that'll be a lot more interactive. You'll be able to leave comments and that type of thing. But what we have, when we originally started the magazine, we had basically just articles on business. We didn't have anything more than that. But as we grew the magazine, we realized that there's more to life than business. I realized I couldn't talk about having a balanced life and just talk about business. So now we have chefs that contribute articles and recipes. We have fitness area. We have technology, travel, parenting. So we're really relationships. We're growing the magazine so that it addresses every component of our lives, because we know that when you pick a publication, it's important that it addresses, you know, a lot for us because our time is precious. So we're working to include articles, columns that really address the needs of our readers. So we are definitely growing. We're inviting anyone that's interested in being a contributing writer to our magazine to email us at inquiries@alivemagonline.com, because we are we continually encourage people to join our team. We've had a few people join as of our last publication. So it's really been nice.
Okay, okay. And do you see, and that's inquiries for our listeners at Off the Shelf who are interested in writing for a live magazine. It's inquiries at, could you give me the last part again?
Inquiries at alivemagonline.com.
Okay, inquiries at alivemagonline.com. Off the Shelf listeners, if you're interested in writing for a live magazine, inquiries at alivemagonline.com. You can reach out to Brandy and her team. Do you see a live magazine becoming a print publication as well as an online publication at some point? And do you have any, are you considering turning it into a subscription-based magazine, or is it going to be something that people can check out for free?
The print or no print question is one that we've gone back and forth with our team. And we believe that we're going to stay, our monthly issues will stay digital and online. We will probably begin to do a quarterly publication, and in that quarterly publication, we will have that in print and available to our readers, just because we are very conscious of the environment and want to make sure that we're not doing a whole lot of extra printing
mm-hmm.
unnecessarily, but saving trees. So that's kind of what our plan is as far as print or no print.
Okay.
And as far as the subscription basis, we are going to move to that to completely subscription towards the end of the year.
Okay.
It's been, I enjoy doing the magazine, love it. But definitely want to build our subscription base.
Okay.
Because we want to start offering specials and features and special offers to our subscribers.
Right.
That just everyone won't be able to take advantage of.
And I think a good thing about that people who subscribe, and I'm going back to my days when I ran track in school, and they had a magazine called Track and Field News, and it's not, most people probably never even heard of Track and Field News. You can't get it at a bookstore, and Publishers Weekly used to be that way. They gear toward people who really have a passion for what their magazine does, and they Track and Field News, as far as I know, have never suffered, and they don't advertise themselves. They are not, you can't go to one bookstore and find a Track and Field News. You have to be a track and field enthusiast to even know about that magazine. And they've done fine over the years. And that's when you get into people who are passionate, have a shared passion, the same as the folks who run in the magazine. And there are magazines who thrive for years without doing a whole lot of marketing and promotions, and they're not available everywhere. They're just for people who had a similar passion, and they know about it, and they know where to find it, and they support it. To our Off the Shelf listeners, I tell you again, you really need to go check out Alive Magazine online, Alive Mag, www.alivemagonline.com. I really encourage you not to put it off. You'd be giving yourself a treat if you bookmark that page and go back to it. And I love the March issue, Brandy. It was a great layout, visual appeal, great articles. You're used to doing it, so do you. You might not realize just how it just. I just love the March issue. For our listeners, it covers the March issue of Live Magazine, which again I encourage you to go over. It's alivemagonline.com. And the March issue covers health. It offers the menu. She said she has chefs who are now writing those articles. And these people, you can tell they know what they're talking about. They share special tips on dealing with stress and more. I love the sister circle part of the issue. And I wanted to ask you, how did you learn to lay out a magazine? A live magazine is so professionally done. How did you learn to lay out a magazine, Brandy?
Practice. Talked with a few graphic designers that kind of mentored me on the process, but had a vision, knew how I wanted it to look, and then worked with mentors and reached out to get help to learn how to lay it out right.
Very, very valuable. She reached out for help. Some of us don't want to do that. We want to do everything ourselves. And then that's probably going to be a long road, long journey forward. So there are people who already know what we want to learn. So to reach out to them and cut that trial and error time down significantly. You offer so much, Brandy. And I thank you again for just the insight, the advice, the magazine that you share with the whole world, anybody through the internet who wants to go on and check out your magazine and other things that you do. And I highly commend you for all that you do. And I noticed at alivemagonline.com for your Alive magazine that you offer conferences and seminars. Could you just tell us a little bit about the upcoming One Life to Life from Dreams to Reality conference?
Yes, that conference, we're actually working now to get our summer schedule out. That conference is for anyone that wants to live their life on purpose, whether it's I want to write a book, I want to start a nonprofit in my community, I want to start a mobile spa business, I want to start a bookstore, whatever your purpose is in life and you are ready to step into that purpose, then our conference is for you.
And when and where is the conference, and how can our off-the-shelf listeners attend?
Well, we are actually finalizing the cities that we're going to go to this summer. We do have Dallas on the list, Houston possibly, Broward County, Florida. Philly has been on our list.
Good. Okay.
We haven't finalized Philly yet. We need to get a couple of partners there, so maybe we can partner with Off the Shelf and then solidify Philly as one of those cities.
Okay.
And we can talk about that offline.
Okay.
But definitely want to make sure that when we come to the cities that we leave and our attendees are very empowered so that they don't just come and say, oh, that was a feel-good conference, I'm glad I went. But when they walk away from that conference, they have next steps, they have goals, and that they continue to keep us, which is the Alive team, abreast of what they're doing so that we can help them if necessary. As attendees, there'll be a lot of offers that are specific to them as far as coaching services and some of the other things we offer. So it'll be very advantageous to your listeners and just people across the nation to attend if they're really serious about moving forward. We know sometimes it just takes a nudge to do that.
Yes.
We hope that we're that nudge.
Okay. Can you give us, just talk briefly about some of the other, because, I mean, I was, like, blown away. First your bio, then I went to the website, and I'm like, oh, my goodness. Some of the other conferences, and you also do teleseminars that you're going to be offering to the public. Could you just tell us about some of those other events that, that you're working on?
Yes. As far as teleseminars, we work, when we do those are short, you know, those are short term, maybe 45 minutes, be it time management, problem resolution, balancing work and life, just tidbits that kind of help keep us on track, how to barter, how to find clients, how to grow our business, how to cross market that business. So those are various things that we do. Again, we're working on our summer schedule so that we can put it on the site and people can start see the schedule and see what interests them. If there's anything of interest that's not listed there, we always encourage our readers to let us know, hey, we want to know about X, Y, and Z, so that we can schedule those as well.
Okay. And do you have a team of people? You did mention your team, so you obviously do to help you do the magazines, of course, your conferences, seminars, because you just do so much. And I wanted to ask you, how important, Brandy, do you think it is? Is it for you personally, and do you think it is for other leaders to build a strong team?
I think it's crucial and very necessary to build a strong team because – as you mentioned earlier, and we spoke about, you cannot do it all and you can't do it alone. So to build that strong team, we don't know everything. I don't know everything about technology. I don't know everything about health and fitness. So instead of me trying to learn it, I made the decision to just grow my team that way.
Mm-hmm.
It gives someone else the opportunity that is an expert in that area to grow their business and to gain that exposure so that they are more successful. It doesn't do me any good to talk about health and fitness. Yes, I think it's important, but that's not my area of expertise. So I went out and we have people that's their expertise and that's what they write about. So it's very important to have a team, a very strong team that sees your vision and is committed to your vision, but also committed to their success.
Wow.
Because as far as I'm concerned, the people on my team, yes, they are writers for the magazine, but they're an integral part because without them, we wouldn't have a health and fitness portion. We wouldn't have the vast business articles that we do have without them. So I definitely appreciate everyone on my writing team, my photographers, because without all of them, the magazine would not be what it is today.
Yeah, and I hear a lot of business leaders say that. That's true. The leader has the vision, and they know how to inspire and motivate and move toward that vision, but you need people behind you doing that work. We all need each other. Nobody is going to be successful all by themselves. I have never seen that be done. We might think that people did it all by themselves. You're just not aware of the people that supported them or were behind them that you never saw. But I don't know of any one person who's achieved any amount of great success or lasting success all by themselves. I don't think it's meant to be done that way. I don't even think life's meant to be lived that way. As a magazine editor, if you could just tell us what off the shelf, what can writers do not only to get the attention of your attention? I know the email inquiries at alivemagonline.com. They can email you there if they want to write for a live magazine. But as a magazine editor, let's just say a writer, somebody's tuning in to Off the Shelf right now, they want to get the attention of a magazine editor at Essence Magazine or Sister to Sister Magazine or some other magazine, maybe an automotive magazine or an antique magazine. How can writers make themselves stand out in the crowd, Brandy, of other writers, and get the attention of an editor so that they can get published? And I'm talking about magazines even that might receive, let's say, 200 submissions from a writer, different writers a month. How can writers get the attention of an editor so that their work stands out and the editor's like, let me contact this person?
I would first say definitely have a title that's appealing. Write about a topic that's applicable to their readership, and also have a byline that's very concise and tells who you are. A lot of times people struggle with their byline, and they say, I don't know what to say, but you want it to show that you know what you're talking about. It doesn't have to, and it doesn't take a lot to do that. So those are the things I would definitely encourage. And lastly, please proofread your article before submission.
Are you impressed, Brandy? Because in the writing community, we're told a lot to that cover letter. You've got to write a good cover letter to grab the editor's attention. How much are you influenced by the cover letter, the writer telling you about their experience or the writer's resume, versus the actual article itself? Which would you really be your deciding factor, the writer's resume, cover letter, or that article itself?
To me, it's the article itself because, I mean, we all have experiences that we've grown from, that we have enriched our lives, but really to see, okay, you've had that experience, how has that experience impacted you and your writing and your ability to convey your message to readers, that's what I want to see.
Okay. We are coming down to our last 15 minutes for our listeners here at Off the Shelf who might just be tuning in, or for those who have been with us from the start. First of all, thank you for being here with us. We are talking to an amazing woman, Brandi Adamson. Brandi is a life coach, a motivational speaker, magazine owner, editor. She's pulling together conferences, seminars, teleseminars. She is online at www.brandiadamson, BrandiAdamson, brandiadamson.com. Please go visit her today. Her magazine, Alive Magazine, is at alivemagonline.com, spelled the way it sounds, alivemag, M-A-G, online.com. I encourage you to bookmark it today. She is working on conferences on the West in Texas, and possibly also in Philadelphia that she's going to be bringing forward, and teleconferences. If you go to her website and you see how much she offers, I'm telling you, you're going to bookmark that website because there is so much there. And she also offers life coaching and business coaching services. I want to talk next about the Sylvain Group. When did you create the Sylvain Group, and what is the mission of the organization?
The Sylvain Group is a new arm to our business. It's been in existence almost 2 years, and the purpose is to help people that want to give back to the community, be it a business owner, an athlete, an entertainer, a community group. We help you set up a foundation or a nonprofit. We help manage those and go after grant funding. We do fundraising. So we help those that want to give back to the community. Mm. If you, you say, I want to do a increase the activity, health activities in our community. We don't have a community center. We have a community center, but we don't have any classes, exercise classes, or nutrition classes. Then we can help you to find funding for those activities and implement those activities in your community.
And would you help an organization? I know through your business as well, you work with people to help them achieve their goals and if they want to start a business. I also wanted to ask you if you offer business plan writing services, and I also wanted to ask you with the Sylvain Group, would you be able to help somebody if they said, I want to start a nonprofit, not I already have one, and I want to get some funding for it through grant writing and whatnot, but I want to start one. Could you help somebody start a nonprofit? Like getting there, I forget what is
501.
Yes, there's a lot. I did that for an organization in Pennsylvania, No Longer Bound. There's a lot of paperwork that goes into that. So do you help businesses do that also?
Yes, we do. We do help people that want to start their establish their 501c3. We do that quite a bit. And we also do business plan writing as well. Those are two things that a lot of people approach us for assistance with because it's can be such an overwhelming task in itself. So we definitely do assist when people want to establish their nonprofit as well as do business plan writing.
Yeah, and business plan writing, I have a friend who was, she actually put it on pause for a while. She was working, she just recently got her MBA, and she was working with another friend to build a business plan. I'm told it's almost like writing a college thesis, it sounds like, for your graduate paper, because it can take months to write a thorough business plan. And I can personally attest to anybody who's willing to help a nonprofit with their 501c3, I would take that help because that is a lot of paperwork. And then I wanted to ask you, I mean, you just do so much. The magazine, the Sylvain Group, the Brandi Adamson, the life coaching, the helping with the nonprofits and companies who are in business for profit, brand management, conferences, seminars, the teleseminars. If I haven't said enough, If this isn't enough, you also tutor students at math and reading. I wanted to ask you, now don't tell me, do you also have children? And if so, when do you find the time to rest?
Yes, I do tutor in math and reading at a local charter school. I've been doing that for several years now.
My goodness.
And to answer your question, yes, I am a parent now as of 3 weeks ago.
As of when?
So, 3 weeks ago.
Oh, congratulations.
Thank you so much.
Who would have thought you were a new mom? You're talking like, oh, my goodness, Brandy, you must be drinking something. Oh, my goodness. You 3 weeks? You know how many mothers would be flat out? Like, oh, my gosh. Oh, my goodness. You are, oh, my goodness. You like the Ever-Ready battery. Wow.
I have a great support system, so that definitely helps.
Oh, wow. Huge congratulations. That is just amazing. Wow. I wanted to ask you, how has your work with, like, the various companies that you work with influenced the role that you fill as the vice president of the Metropolitan Tulsa Urban League's Young Professionals Auxiliary? How have all your work in the corporate world and now with your own companies, how has that? I'm sure that those young professionals look at you and like, wow, you must have this wow factor with them. How has that influenced your interaction with the people that you work with through the Professionals Auxiliary?
It's been definitely beneficial, just because a lot of the young professionals there are in corporate America as well and are seeking to maneuver their way through corporate America, or they have been in corporate America as long as I have, so we're able to exchange stories and share how we've developed and grown through those experiences. So it's definitely been a help as I mentor young professionals or college students that come and intern. So in that way, it's definitely helped in that experience.
I'm telling you, Brandy, I have interviewed a lot of people on Off the Shelf, and you are one of those that I'm just amazed. And then when you just said 3 weeks ago you became a mom, you have just amazed. I'm standing here kind of like in a little bit of shock, like, wow, because I know what it takes to do the things you're doing, and I'm just – you've really kind of blown me away here. Your portfolio is very tight. It's well written, and it just packs a wallop. And in today's job market and in the coming years, how important do you think, Brandy, that having a tightly written, a concise, and an impactful portfolio will be when it comes to making an impression on somebody, whether you want to get a job so you're looking to impress an employer, or you own your own business and you're looking to impress a potential client or partner? How important do you think that portfolio, I mean, yours is brief, it's to the point, but it really packs a wallop. How important do you think that's going to be in the coming years?
I think it's very important because time is of the essence. We've always heard you have one shot at that first impression. So you want to be sure that your message is to the point, that it's clear, that you do use strong words, powerful words to get your message across.
Okay, and I wanted to add just a little tip for you or a question. I was going to ask you if you was a member of Onyx Woman Network, and I've met Ola Jackson, started it several years ago. I met her. I guess I want to say I've met Ola maybe three times in person. She lives in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. She started it as a newsletter, and then it became Onyx Woman magazine, which kind of puts me in mind of your magazine, a live magazine, although your magazines are different and you offer different services. She is also has a television show, and she has the Onyx Woman Network, which is on Ning, and it has over 1,000 women on it, but she is very selective about, I guess, the membership, and I mean top, very strong professional women on the group who network together. Again, that's Onyx Women Network. I would encourage you to just check it out, because I would be shocked if there weren't several women there who could who you could network with, to either with the conferences and the seminars that you're doing or other things that you're doing. And you would be like in a room of 1,000 other women who are just like yourself. They're very professional women. So that's a thing. And I usually tell certain women who I interview about the Onyx Women Network, again, founded by Ola Jackson. I wanted to ask you next, what are some of the ways, Brandy, that you market and get the word out about Alive Magazine, Alive Incorporated, the Savang Group, your life coaching, and some of your other initiatives? How do you get the word out? Because I got to tell you, I am so glad that we crossed paths as we come down to the last 4 minutes of the show.
Yeah, I'm glad we did too. Just through my network, through social networks, Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn. I'm involved in a few NEEN networks. Onyx Woman, I'm familiar with. And just really developing those relationships with people, with my clients. They definitely referred people to me, and continue to do so. For that, I thank them. It's very important that business owners realize that to market and network, network is integral to the growth of your business. It's necessary. It advertising, yes, it works, but word of mouth and really building those relationships and partnerships and collaborations definitely work in your favor as you grow your business.
We are, as we come into our very last few minutes, and I only have time to ask Brandy one or two other questions, although I wanted to ask her more questions than that, but time does not permit. I want to thank her for being here with us today. We've only got 3 minutes left here on the show, and just to let you guys know, we are talking to Brandy Adamson, an amazing woman, just simply amazing. She recently became a new mom 3 weeks ago, and she's just coming full charge here today, and I thank her for that. She's online at Brandy Adamson, BrandyAdamson.com. You can also check out her magazine, and I really encourage you to check out her magazine, and I'm saying that because I did, and I came away with that wow factor. And her magazine is at www.alivemagonline.com. Again, alivemagonline.com. I was fortunate to look through the March issue and came away inspired and definitely impressed. She also is works with the Savang Group. She Alive Incorporated. She offers life coaching, business plan writing, services to help nonprofits get up and running, including getting that, oh my goodness, 501c3, and I've done that before, and I know the paperwork and time involved in that, so that's a big, big plus. And she's working on conferences and seminars and teleseminars that she will be bringing to the public, and a new mom. So congratulations again, just a woman on the go, and she says she has a great team and a great support group to help her achieve the things that she does achieve. As we come down to the very last minute, Brandy, what last words of encouragement or advice would you like to leave with our listeners here at Off the Shelf?
Simply to live your life on purpose.
Okay. I want to thank Brandy Adamson for being here with us today here at Off the Shelf. And I want to thank all of our listeners who tune in every Saturday morning at 11 o'clock here at Off the Shelf, where we bring to you people who are really moving forward, positive people, things in, whether it's the magazine industry, whether it's something that's involving script writing, books, poetry, web-based writing, publishers, editors, publicists, people who can help our listeners enrich their lives and move forward, because that is what we are here for. And also bringing you authors who have written books, so you can learn more about the process of writing, or you can connect directly with some of your favorite writers. And we will continue to bring you people like Brandy Adamson and other writers like and her name just popped out of my head, but a writer who we recently had on, who is the author of the book Family Pictures, Rachel Berry, who is the author of Family Pictures. We will continue to bring you those guests in the future. I want to thank you so much for being here with us today. Please, please remember to do more than just dream, but to actually go after your dreams and to encourage other people when they talk to you about their dreams that they can realize their dreams. See you here. Same time next Saturday at 11 o'clock a.m. And please go visit me online at www.chistell.com. Remember that you are truly loved, so valuable, and so blessed. Thank you, Brandy Adamson. Thank you to all our guests. Bye for now. Brandy, I'll shoot you an email.
Okay, thanks.